As we do, it is time to take a look at the weekly feed for a brand new week, just in case you hadn't had breakfast yet. We're going to make you even more hungry. Alison Byrne from BQ is in with us now. Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
We are talking the delights of student biryani.
Ooh, I can't say I've heard of this.
Oh, well, you haven't grown up in Pakistan, obviously.
No, that's an experience I didn't have. No,
not my either. But this is a chain of biryani stores, and I'll explain what biryani is. It's been around since 1969, so happy birthday, 50 years.
Oh, wow,
this
yes.
Year. And they've got a branch in Auburn, and they've just recently opened another branch in Surry Hills. So, for those of us that are more inner city bent, you know, this is a great thing. So, what is biryani, you might ask?
That is my question,
that
yes.
That is your next question. You're a very good interviewer. Biryani is it's a rice dish, basically. So, and it's made in a number of different ways, but mostly it's made by layering usually meat, like lamb, at the bottom of a big pot. And then you cut, it's all lovely and spiced with different warm spices like, you know, cumin and coriander and different things like that that really give it some depth. Then they layer this unbelievably long, fluffy rice. Like there's really long-grained rice on top. And cook that, like so the steam sort of comes up and it cooks the lamb and it cooks the rice all through. And then you might mix a little bit of saffron through the rice to give it a yellow tinge or a bit of turmeric. And serve that up on a plate for you to enjoy.
So the rice is being cooked with the steam that's coming up off the meat.
Yes, or through the way that the pot is usually cooked. So, and it just infuses, like, so the lovely sort of smells, just all sort of aroma infuses through the rice and it comes out. And I swear, it's just this, the rice in itself is another world of food, you know, like, you know, you've got your meat, you've got your vegetables, and this rice just holds its own. But I think they put something like a bit of ghee or something buttery through it as well at the end, so that when you're just taking a mouthful of the rice, it's just unbelievably lovely. So it's not like sort of an usual sort of bowl of just steamed rice. It has this really beautiful added element to it. So that's what they specialise in. So, and they have a few different styles. So you can have either a lamb one, or chicken or vegetable version. And it comes out in a big plate too. So it's a really big, generous serve of rice as well. So you really walk away going, oh, wow, I really shouldn't have had that last plateful.
The entire
but
plate.
But it's worth it. But they do that. So that's the main thing that they do, and that what they're obviously well known for from their name. But they do curries as well. So a lot of Pakistani style curries. They do butter chicken if you really want something that's a little bit
not feeling very adventurous.
Yeah, yep. But then there's other things too, like, so I would suggest you swap the butter chicken for another dish, which is chicken kahari, which is it's a chicken cooked in tomato and like different sort of spices like that, that not like sort of all blended up and creamy, but it sort of keeps it all a little bit more kind of a fresher flavour to the chicken. So you could have something like that. We had a dish which for the adventurous eaters might enjoy, which was actually lamb trotters.
Oh, okay.
So, and if you've ever had Chinese sort of style chicken feet or like a steamed chicken foot, which I'm not sure whether you have, it's a similar texture in a way. Like it's all about the texture with that dish. So it's about the skin. It's about the it's sort of slightly jelly type meat, which I'm not sure if I'm selling it very well, but it is really delicious. And the so you pull off the bits of the off the bones. Mm. It's not a lot of meat to it, but the trotters themselves give the curry this lovely thickness that comes from, you know, the gelatinous aspects of bone, similar to what you'd get in like cooking pork hock or so it's a similar kind of
that
thing,
bony body part.
Yeah, and there's a lovely almost citrusy flavor in the curry, so like lime is used a lot, so to give that lift to the dish. And it's a got some ground green herbs like coriander or to give it a green sort of look as well. So, but it's really got a lovely fresh flavour, the curry sauce, and we couldn't stop. Like, we had a garlic naan and a butter naan.
Oh, wow.
And we're just ripping those apart and dipping this into the sauce. And I think that's really what it's about. Like, the trotters are kind of a secondary aspect to enjoy, but the sauce itself is just really gorgeous.
The star of the meal.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what it's about. So, you know, getting yourself this big, fluffy plate of rice, get yourself a lovely curry and have to get some of the naans. And the naans are cooked on the big tandoor type oven. So they come out looking like, you know, the sort of surface of the moon, sort of blackened and lumpy and, you know, speckled with bits of garlic if you've got a garlic one. And that really, really makes the meal just really spectacular. And it's really, really cheap.
Which is always a plus.
Indeed. And I think that's why it's called student biryani. It was made originally open to cater for students. So the food was intended to be really accessible and really cheap and really delicious for all those poor students that, you know, weren't able to go home for a nice home-cooked meal. They could get something that was like home.
Something that's not meagering.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. For vegetarians, there's a lot of great options. So there's a vegetable biryani, as we said. But they also do a great thing, which is a potato burger. So and it's only $5.
Wow.
So it's like a potato fritter, a deep fried sort of potato, mashed potato fritter, and that's served on a hamburger bun with some yogurt and chutney. So I reckon that's sort of like a really top pick if you've really only got like $5 in your pocket. You can go and get something like that to go and eat there. You can get great desserts as well. They do a really lovely sweet rice. So they cook a rice with sugar and coconut, and they serve it with cheese curds on top.
Okay.
And bits of almond, and that's really, really delicious. And they do a rice pudding, which is
always
really
good. Always good.
And the rice puddings are in the doorway as you go out and you're going up to pay and you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to have one of those. I'm going to take one of those with me, as well as packets of kulfi, the traditional dessert, which is made from condensed milk, boiled down with sugar and coconut, and it's really, really delicious. So there's lots of really great things they do. If you're looking for catering, mm-hmm. One of the magic things that they do is they do buckets of biryani.
Buckets?
Buckets of biryani, plastic buckets, really big buckets.
Oh, an actual bucket?
An actual bucket.
Wow.
So you can go and you can buy a party pack, caters for about 10 people, for about $40.
I'm into it.
I reckon. And I can just envision people walking around with these buckets of biryani very, very soon down Cleveland Street.
That's the plan. Oh,
yeah,
we're
sort of going to buy some and then just sort of portion it out and freeze it and have it for, like, you know, dinner for about 3 years.
I'll be disappointed if I don't see people with buckets down.
I know.
Down
It'll Cleveland be the new accessory.
So where was this again, sorry?
So Student Biryani is on Cleveland Street in Surry Hills, so right near the Surry Hills Village. And there's a number of other Indian stores around that area as well. It's not hard to find.
And where can we find out more?
On our blog, b-kyu.com.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.
Alison Byrne with the Weekly Feed for another week.